Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, helping connect your business with the unlimited prospects on the internet.
This week on Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater and Cheston Salisbury, a little bit more about name squeeze and capture, two terms that don't really sound that good, but really, if you're looking for more information about a specific product or subject, these can serve you well. And as a business, they can be important resources. Cheston, no one, I don't think, is comfortable giving out information, personal information over the internet, but to actually give them your name so that they can learn a little bit more about you and build that relationship. Because you think about it, years and years ago, when the old communities were really centrally located and you had the town store, the town hardware store, that's what it was all about, was those working relationships. And really, in this day and age of the 21st century and the web, it's important to try and continue those relationships, even on this kind of scale, right?
Absolutely. And I think one of the key points that Jason brings up is it's all about providing information or value to the consumer. So as somebody's coming to a website, you know, depending on what your product or service might be, it's not going to appeal to everybody. But if somebody's out actively searching for the products or services that you offer, when they come to your page, if you have something of value to them, it's not going to be difficult for them to leave their information so that you can begin that process. But at the same time, it's important for you as a business to provide value up front. So you can't just simply put up a page and try to capture, you know, their name and their email address. You've got to provide something of value in return. You know, I'm a big fan of using information products as kind of that lead-in to help them or to convince them to leave their name and their name and email address. I like to call it an ethical bribe. So basically, you're providing them with a short report, a consumer awareness guide, a white paper, a case study. You know, if you're a service business, it could be, you know, a free estimate or a free consultation, you know, but providing something up front that makes it easy for them to leave their information, because they feel like, you know, I'm not just throwing my contact information out there into cyberspace, but I'm actually getting something in return for this information or for the step that I'm taking.
So with your experience in dealing with this kind of way of contacting and building those relationships, is it really an effective tool to use?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I think what the very successful businesses are using name capture pages. And what they're doing is they're not just sending traffic to their main website, because once you go to a main website, or I like to call it a branding or a portal page, there's so many places that people can get lost in.
Well, I tell you what, we are going to continue that conversation next week right here with Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater and Cheston Salisbury from Revenflow. Keep it right here next Thursday.
Join us every Thursday for Be Big Online with Jason Broadwater from Revenflow, revenflow.com.